Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I am your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is my partner and my best friend, Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Thanks for checking out our trademark one-take podcast.
Yeah, we're always looking to help get the word out about the very best Austin and the surrounding area has to offer.
We really enjoy doing our podcast every week and sharing all about the cool things we discover.
Hey, Britt, did you know that today is our 20th Austinaut Podcast?
Really?
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Austinaut Podcast, episode 20.
I like it.
All right, well, enough of the celebrating. So, recently, Brittany's brother Adam was in town, and we got to hang out with him.
He's on his way to grad school in Virginia, and since he was only here for a day, we wanted to do something fun.
And Brittany and I are kind of spontaneous, so rather than take him to places we've been before where we know we'd have a good time, we took him to somewhere where we hadn't been to yet.
On hot summer days in Austin, people are often looking for ways to cool down and enjoy the outdoors at the same time. But a lot of times, folks don't have time to drive back and forth to some of the amazing places that we've recommended before, like Hamilton Pool, Pedernales Falls, or Blue Hole in Wimberley.
So to keep things micro-local, we've made sure to talk about some of the best swimming holes that are right here in Austin before, like Barton Springs and Deep Eddy, on previous podcasts.
But there's another great place right here within the Austin city limits that many folks aren't familiar with. It's McKinney Falls State Park, and this is the topic of today's podcast.
Yeah, how cool is that, Brittany, that we have a 726-acre state park right here within the Austin city limits. It has two great swimming areas: camping, hiking, mountain biking, road biking, picnicking, fishing, and more.
The park is named for Thomas F. McKinney, who came to Texas in the early 1820s. McKinney was one of Stephen F. Austin's first 300 colonists.
Brittany, you're always into that history thing. All right, anyway, you can actually see the ruins of McKinney's home on the grounds of the park, which is kind of cool. What did you think of the park, Britt?
I really liked it, not just because of how close it is, but also because of how affordable it is. For just $6, you get in all day. Unless you're a kid under 12, then you get in free.
Free. So we spent most of the day at the Upper Falls because it was recommended to us by the park ranger who was at the front gate.
It was really great for what we were looking for. At the Upper Falls, it was partially sun-filled, partially shaded, and there were cute little turtles swimming around.
And it wasn't overly crowded either, and the walk from the parking lot at the Upper Falls to the swimming hole itself was less than 500 feet. Really easily accessible. But just as a note, there didn't seem to be a way for the disabled to get to the Upper Falls swimming area.
That's a really good point. There may be, but we didn't see one. When we arrived, there were a few people jumping off the rocks into the water and swimming around, while others laid out on the rocks and caught some rays. It was a really relaxing atmosphere.
You know, Britt, you mentioned that there was partial shade, and that's really important. I mean, some spots like Barton Springs have no shade at all when you're in the water, and places like Blue Hole and Wimberley are completely shaded when you're in the water.
And though we love both Barton Springs and Blue Hole and highly recommend them, it was really nice at McKinney Falls State Park to be able to move from one area to the other if you need a break.
Right. And especially, you know, like if you're a redheaded kid who has fair skin like your brother Adam.
Yeah.
I think he had a good time though, don't you?
Yeah, I know he did. It was so much fun watching him explore. It reminded me of our trips together when we were little. We used to go camping all the time when we were kids.
I'm glad you had as much fun as I did, Britt. And that it brought back some, you know, good memories for you and stuff. But I think it was a perfect place to get away. I mean, just the fact that it's in Austin and you can head out there and go camping and stuff, it kind of really gets you out of the city feeling, but it's really so convenient.
True that. If you need a little getaway but need to stay close to the office or the kids, this is it. Or maybe you're a college student who needs that outdoor fix. Either way, we really think you'll like this place.
Oh, and if you're a cyclist, you'll appreciate that they have plenty of mountain biking and even road biking trails, like I said.
And if you're into fishing or interested in trying it out, they have this really cool program where they lend out fishing equipment.
It's called the Tackle Loaner Program, and McKinney Falls State Park is one of the state parks that participates in this program, and you're really not going to believe how cool this program is.
We'll talk about that program and more when we come back from a quick sponsor announcement.
Cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Do, 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 do. Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark one-take podcast. We love doing it every week.
Every Friday. We are currently looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinauts is like a family, a really big one.
A really big one.
We've had well over 100,000 page views since March of this year alone.
And every single day we interact with thousands of people who are right here in Austin.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you are interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise with Us link on the right side of the page.
We would love love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Motorphilia, Weird Coupons, the Austin Craft Riot,
our new sponsor,
and American Bingo.
Bingo! Yes, thank you to all of our current sponsors. We could not do this without you.
Okay, Eric, back to the show.
So right before the break, we were talking about the Tackle Loaner program. This is a really fantastic program for families, students, and even seniors.
Basically, McKinney Falls State Park loans out fishing equipment like library books.
Mm-hmm.
That's fishing equipment.
Yeah, fishing equipment.
All right. People can borrow fishing poles and tackle boxes, complete with hooks, sinkers, and bobbers for up to 7 days. That's more like the equipment that I was picturing.
Okay. Well, it's free. And it's like library books. I mean, they just loan it out.
Oh, I...
but here's the deal. You've got to be 18 years old to check out the equipment. Or just bring an adult with you.
And McKinney Falls State Park, you have a good chance of catching largemouth, spotted, and Guadalupe bass. Also, channel, blue, and flathead catfish.
And there are a ton of sunfish to be caught as well. So if you're into fishing, you'll definitely want to look into the Tackle Loaner program.
And get this, if you fish within the boundaries of the state park, you don't even need a fishing license. How cool is that?
That's a very, very cool point.
And they have a point of contact, Eric. Do you have that number handy?
Yeah, I do. It's right here. The point of contact for this program is Kelly Serio, and the number is 512-243-1643, and we're going to have that information on the website, as well as other links to information about McKinney Falls State Park.
All right, Eric, that about covers McKinney. What else do we have coming up on the Austinot?
Well, this Sunday is our one-year anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby. I just threw that into the podcast.
Aww.
I'm so glad you're my best friend.
Thank you.
Everybody's going to be like, Anyway, I had to throw that in there. But listen, next week on the Austinot, we have a bunch of great stuff coming your way. There will be a post about a group who's doing what they can do to help those afflicted with cancer here in Austin.
And don't forget about Midnight Cowboy, the bar on 6th Street brought to us by the folks behind the Alamo Draft House that guest blogger Stephen Pearl is writing about.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I'm looking forward to both those.
So keep checking us out and get to know us. You'll always find something fun on the Austinot, and we love interacting with our fellow Austinites. So check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theaustinot. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at The Austinot.
Tweet us. Hey, that wraps up our podcast. Do you have any last words, Brittany?
See you soon.
Do, 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 do.